This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Some public schools are now 3 or 4 weeks into their academic years, although New York City schools don't start until later this week. Michigan, Minnesota, and Virginia actually have laws barring schools from starting before Labor Day. But as Marketplace's Adam Allington reports, some school districts are pushing back.
Deciding when to set the first day of school can be a touchy subject. At Michigan's Rockford Public School, that day used to be the day after Labor Day. But in reality, some programs are already up and running 2 weeks earlier.
The parking lot's almost full with our fine arts programs that are in the swing of things. Our athletic programs are in the swing of things.
Doug Vanderjack is an assistant superintendent at Rockford. Rockford was granted a waiver to start 1 week early this year, which Vanderjack says makes sense, both to accommodate longer school years and to sync up with community colleges where many high schoolers take classes. But not everyone is a fan of starting school early. Eric Terry with the Virginia Restaurant, Lodging, and Travel Association says teenagers account for a big chunk of the state's 250,000 tourism workers.
We really rely on, you know, Memorial Day to Labor Day, and therefore take 2 weeks away from, you know, them to generate revenue. That's a big impact.
Terry says lots of people schedule vacations for Labor Day weekend, which is good for both students, families, and businesses. In Washington, I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.